This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
We all want to live better. Healthy Life will help you discover how. From exercises and diet to dealing with life issues like relationships and stress, you'll discover useful, down-to-earth information on healthy living from magazines like Health, Weight Watchers, and Personal Best Headlines. It's all about wellness on a wide range of topics to bring you a healthy life. Coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Healthy Life, and I'm your reader Joe with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from Men's Health and Health.com. And now, I'll begin with Men's Health, copyright 2025 by Hearst Magazines, Inc. For November and December of 2025, the Semi-Complete User's Guide to Your Mitochondria. You might know them as the powerhouse of the cell, but that's selling mitochondria short. These microscopic MVPs play a role in almost everything that make you healthy. With the right lifestyle adjustments, you can help them do it all. By Kevin Dubzik. What they are. Mitochondria are like subcontractors that do jobs for your cells. In fact, scientists believe that organelles were once separate bacteria that formed a symbiotic relationship with an ancient ancestor of our cells. Mitochondria have their own ways of communicating and can even move between cells. And while they indeed make energy, they're also true multitaskers, says Stanford professor Daria Mockley-Rosen, PhD, whose new book, The Life Machines, looks at the mitochondria do for us now. What they do for us. They give us energy. You'll find more mitochondria where more energy is needed. Ceaseless heart muscle cells, for example, are 30 to 40% mitochondria by volume. Mitochondria process food, mainly fats and carbs, and make ATP, the fuel that drives cellular activity. ATP stores lots of energy in its molecular bonds, and your body releases that energy to contract muscles, fire signals down nerve pathways, and make DNA, among many, many other things. They fight illness. Mitochondria are key to triggering the innate immune system. That's the body's first line of defense, which recognizes, isolates, and kills invaders in your body. The adaptive immune system, by comparison, tailors its response to pathogens it knows that can get past the innate system. So mitochondria helps battle the common cold and are also part of the process for killing damaged or cancerous cells that they live in. They keep things running. Mitochondria govern a recycling process that rebuilds ailing bits of cells into new working parts. They can also leave one cell and move to another to provide manpower that struggling cells need. And when free radicals are traveling around the body looking to do damage, mitochondria help negate their harmful effects, effects that are linked to illnesses as varied as neurodegenerative diseases and kidney disease. What you should do for them. Work out. There's a straight relationship between fitness and mitochondrial function, says Inigo Sanmilan, PhD, a physiologist who has done extensive clinical, applied, and research work on mitochondria. Working out requires your body to burn fuel more efficiently. And because that process happens in the mitochondria, they get a workout too. When your body demands more energy than your mitochondria can generate, your cells create more of them and make the ones you already have stronger. Says Millen has found that an exercise intensity in which you can barely maintain a casual conversation, famously known as zone 2, improves mitochondrial function the most. He recommends spending roughly 80% of your workout time in zone 2. The rest should be hard enough that you don't want to talk. Eat well. Barraging mitochondria with fats or sugars can overtax them and train them out of their ability to make energy from a variety of foods, a skill component for keeping your metabolism running smoothly and your chronic disease risk down. Per usual, lean proteins, complex carbs, and omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids are good for your mitochondria. Fiber is also important, particularly for specialized mitochondria in your colon. Rest up. Nighttime is when mitochondria recover too, shifting from energy production to recovery and maintenance. There's also evidence that dreaming helps flush mitochondria waste products out of the brain. So getting enough sleep, 7 to 9 hours a night, keeps mitochondria running well. What else healthy mitochondria might do? Because mitochondria have so many jobs, they hold sway over a ton of different diseases. If they're not functioning effectively, it could make illnesses, including type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, and cancer, worse. Helping your body build a stronger mitochondrial workforce won't necessarily cure medical conditions yet, but it could reduce your burden and potentially prevent them. According to Mockley Rosen, building mitochondria could be at the root of cures scientists develop in the future. And now I'll be reading Men's Health, copyright 2025 by Hearst Magazines, Inc. for November and December of 2025, 6 a.m. with Fiore's Fit King. The brand he founded a decade ago may be valued at $5.5 billion, but Joe Kudla is still evolving athleisure wear and his own trading, by Charles Thorpe. The sun is rising on the California coast as Joe Kudla stares out at the Pacific Ocean. A surfboard under his arm, the days are busy for the founder and CEO of the activewear brand Fiore, recently valued at $5.5 billion, and Kudla is cherishing this moment of peace, chasing waves has a calming effect on his mind and does wonders to activate his body. My mornings have become a sacred time for me, he says. He wakes before dawn in his home in the beach to community of Lucidina, just 10 minutes from Viore's offices in Carlsbad. This lets him make the most of his quiet hours before his two daughters rise. Kudla spends this time doing a short Kili meditation, then journals or dips into a classic book on philosophy or self-improvement. Lately, he's been rereading chapters of The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday and The Greatest Salesman in the World by O.G. Mandino, which he picked up after hearing Matthew McConaughey speak about it on a podcast. For the 47-year-old Kudla, taking care of his mind is crucial for both his own wellness and the wellness of Fiore. He has big long-term goals. Professionally, he wants to continue growing Fiore, and personally, he's trying to summit all the 14,000-foot peaks in Cali. Right now, he's halfway through. Great companies are the accumulation of good decisions made on a consistent basis over a long period of time, he says. His daily habits prep him to think clearly when the first work email arrives. I think clearly in the biggest currency in entrepreneurship, and I consider these practices to be early investments in that clarity I need. Kudla's investments in himself extend beyond the surfboard. Once he returns to his living room, he keeps maximizing his early active time, working through stretches, yoga, and dynamic numerical stabilization, DNS drills. Kudla adopted DNS, which blends planks and breathing drills to create total body awareness. A few years ago, on this device, a Mike Rentelia, DC, a DNS disciple, and surfer Taylor Knox, the gentle movement helps alleviate Kudla's back pain, an artifact of years of high school football. I found warming up on the body like this, doing a little light meditation and something active, really sets the tone for my day, he says. Not that Kudla is only about chill movement. Sometimes he opts to hit the trails near his home on his hybrid specialized mountain bike with a couple of his friends, or he heads to the gym on his Carlsbad office for a workout with his longtime trainer Kevin Lawallen. Here, Kudla blends muscle moves like the rows with balance-focused moves like on a Bosu ball. It's about building the stability and strength I need to do the things I love, he says. And from summiting mountains to riding waves, all the athletic pursuits supercharge him. These moments can put out of the water, help me stay connected with our original inspiration in my body, Kudla says. They make me a better leader, a better entrepreneur, a better husband, and a better father. Neuromuscle up. Build core strength with these three DNS favorites from Kudla. Hold each position for two or three deep breaths. Repeat for 3 to 5 reps. Big bear. Get on all fours, hands below your shoulders, knees under your hips, knees off the floor, back flat. Lift your left foot and right hand off the floor. Hold. Repeat on the other side. That's one rep. Med ball hold. Lie on your back with your legs up. Feet facing the ceiling. Hold the medicine ball over your chest. Drive your lower back into the floor. Rest. That's one rep. Crawl position. Lie on your stomach, elbows under your shoulders, right knee out to the right side. Flex your abs, lifting your belly and pelvis off the floor. Hold, then relax. That's one rep. And now I'll be reading health.com, copyright 2025, Dotdash Meredith Publishing, for October 28th, 2025, The Best Time to Eat Breakfast for Longevity, by Fran Kritz. Fast Facts. New research links later breakfast times with higher risks of chronic health issues and early death. Experts say eating within 1 to 2 hours of waking helps keep metabolism and circadian rhythms in sync. A regular morning routine, the same breakfast time each day, could be a simple way to promote healthy aging. When you eat breakfast, could play a surprising role in your long-term health, and might even influence how long you live. New research suggests that as people age, the timing of their meals, especially breakfast, may reveal important clues about their overall health and longevity. Eating breakfast later in the day was linked to higher rates of health problems such as depression, fatigue, and oral health issues, as well as a greater risk of early death. Our research suggests that changes in when we are older adults, when older adults eat, especially the timing of breakfast, could serve as an easy-to-monitor marker of their overall health status. Lead author Hassan Dashti, PhD RD, a nutrition scientist and circadian biologist at Massachusetts General Hospital, said in a new news release, encouraging older adults and having consistent meal schedules could become part of broader strategies to promoting healthy aging and longevity. What the study found. The study published in Communications Medicine followed nearly 3,000 adults in the UK, aged 42 to 94, for more than 20 years. Participants reported when they typically ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner, along with information on sleep habits, occupations, and perceived health. As participants aged, their breakfast and dinner times gradually shifted later. On average, each additional decade of life was linked to an 8-minute delay in breakfast and a 4-minute delay in dinner. Their overall eating window, the number of hours between first and last meal, also narrowed. Notably, delaying breakfast was associated with more chronic health conditions and a higher risk of death during the 20-year follow-up. Each additional hour's delay in breakfast time corresponded to an 8 to 11% increased risk of death. These findings show that later meal timing, especially delayed breakfast, is tied to both health challenges and increased mortality risk in older adults, said Dashti. They add new meaning to the saying that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, especially for older adults. So when's the best time to eat breakfast for longevity? While the study can't prove that eating earlier directly causes longer life, experts say the evidence point toward benefits of an early, consistent breakfast routine. Our metabolism is programmed for eating soon after we wake, said Courtney M. Peterson, PhD, Associate Professor of Nutrition at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Skipping breakfast and eating later can lead to glucose spikes later in the day, which may damage blood vessels, increase inflammation, and raise the risk of chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes and heart disease. In other words, aim to eat within 1 to 2 hours of waking. Doing so helps synchronize your body's internal clock, supporting better metabolism and sleep patterns throughout the day. Why routine matters. Experts emphasize that it's not only when you eat, but also how consistently you do it. Regular meal timing can help reinforce the body's circadian rhythm, the internal 24-hour clock that governs everything from digestion to hormone release. When you think of a life lived to promote health, said Nate Wood, MD, Director of Culinary Medicine at the Yale School of Medicine, it involves regular exercise, high-quality sleep, positive social connections, and a healthy eating routine. Being deliberate not only about what you eat, but also about when you eat it. By eating breakfast and dinner earlier, you align your eating pattern with your body's natural rhythms, reduce the likelihood of overeating late at night, and support better sleep. The bottom line, eating breakfast earlier has yet been improved to extend your lifespan, but it's increasingly clear that it's a marker of better health and may play a role in promoting longevity. Things we do every day with a deliberate routine are more impactful than we realize for our health, said Wood. Making time for a healthy, consistent breakfast may be one of the small daily choices that add up to a longer, healthier life. And now I'll be reading from health.com, copyright 2025 by Dot-Meredith Publishing for October 18th, 2025, 22 Healthy Foods to Eat for Breakfast by Amanda McMillan. At a glance, eating whole grains and protein for breakfast helps control your blood sugar and keep you full until lunch. You can eat fruits like bananas, melon, and blueberries that contain nutrients that boost energy and brain function. Drinking coffee or tea can also provide you with energy first thing in the morning. Healthy breakfasts include bananas, oatmeal, and eggs. These foods offer nutrients for sustained energy throughout the day. Drinks. It is important to stay hydrated throughout the day. Drinking water can maintain your body temperature, lubricate your joints, protect your spine, help eliminate waste, and prevent dehydration. In addition to water, some coffees and teas can be healthy and incorporated into your breakfast. Opt for filtered, light roasted coffees and unsweetened teas for the most health benefits, and use creamers, sugars, and syrups in moderation. Coffee. Coffee can provide a variety of health benefits. Some evidence suggests a link between drinking coffee and a reduced risk of chronic illnesses like certain cancers, liver disease, Parkinson's disease, type 2 diabetes. Coffee also has antioxidants and other compounds that help reduce inflammation and protect against diseases. Caffeine is considered an ergogenic substance that can help enhance energy production. Tea. There are two categories of tea, true teas and herbal teas. True teas contain caffeine and antioxidants. Herbal teas are caffeine-free and have health benefits like reducing inflammation and soothing nausea. Both types of teas can provide nutrients with your breakfast, so you can choose the type and flavor you like the best. In particular, green tea, a true tea, can improve mental alertness, relieve headaches, and help you manage your weight. Fruits. Fruits contain many essential nutrients that your body needs, such as potassium, fiber, vitamin C, and folate. The Department of Agriculture advises adding fruits and vegetables to half your plate at each meal, including breakfast. Aim to consume about 2 to 3 servings of fruit daily. One serving of fruit includes 1 cup of whole fruit or 1 cup of 100% fruit juice. Bananas. A banana, especially when it still has a touch of green, is one of the best sources of resistant starch. Resistant starch is a healthy carbohydrate that resists digestion. Research has found that resistant starch improves post-meal blood sugar levels and increases feelings of fullness. Slice it up and add it to a cereal or oatmeal. Erica Giovanzio, MSRDN, a registered dietitian nutritionist based in New York, told Health, "It will add natural sweetness, so you may not need additional sugar." Thanks to a healthy dose of potassium, bananas are a particularly good choice for people with high blood pressure. That's because potassium is an electrolyte that helps lower blood pressure naturally. Blueberries. Fresh or frozen, these tiny superfruits pack a big antioxidant punch. Regularly eating blueberries might improve your brain function, including memory and motor skills. The researchers found that blueberries have high concentrations of anthocyanins, a powerful antioxidant. Anthocyanins help protect brain cells from damage and disease. Cantaloupe. Any fruit is a good addition to your breakfast, said Giovanzo. Cantaloupe is no exception. A 1 cup serving of cantaloupe consists 11 grams of vitamin C and 232 micrograms of vitamin A. Like most melons, cantaloupes have a high water concentration, about 90%, which keeps you hydrated and feeling full until lunchtime. Cranberries. Cranberries have vitamins, antioxidants, minerals, and fiber that aid digestion and support heart health. Cranberries have a protective effect. Some evidence suggests a link between cranberries and a lower risk of certain cancers. Cranberries may help fight off noroviruses or other foodborne illnesses too. If you are monitoring the amount of sugar in your diet, know that unsweetened cranberry juice, not cranberry juice cocktail, does not contain as much sugar as other fruit juices. Grapefruit. Grapefruit can be part of a healthy breakfast because it contains vitamin C and A, potassium, and lycopene, as well as fiber. For a well-rounded breakfast, pair it with protein such as yogurt or an egg, suggested Giovanzo. Check with a healthcare provider if you take any medications, as grapefruit and its juice can interfere with some prescription drugs. Kiwi. This fuzzy little fruit has about 134 milligrams of vitamin C per cup. Kiwi is rich in potassium and packs 5.4 grams of fiber. Potassium and fiber help aid in digestion. Kiwis are slightly tart. If you prefer a sweet flavor, try mixing them with strawberries and bananas in a smoothie or fruit salad. Orange juice. Fresh squeezed orange juice is a classic and tasty morning beverage, but that doesn't mean it can't be made even healthier. Opt for a store-bought variety fortified with vitamin D for more nutritional benefits. Along with fatty fish and fortified milk, fortified orange juice is a dietary source of vitamin D. 1 cup of fortified orange juice has 100 international units, IUs, of vitamin D. This may help reduce cancer cell growth and inflammation, but further research on humans is needed to understand this effect. Keep in mind that orange juice is not a complete breakfast. You can pair it with a vegetable omelet or avocado toast to complete the meal. Orange juice contains vitamin C, which can increase the bioavailability of iron if you have iron deficiency anemia. Raspberries. Raspberries contain allergenins, a type of antioxidant that might have cancer-fighting properties. Black raspberries in particular may have cancer-preventing qualities, but more research is needed. Raspberries also are a great source of vitamin C. You can buy fresh raspberries year-round. During the off-season, you may find them cheaper, with equal nutritional value. In the frozen foods aisle, raspberries are perfect for adding to cereal or yogurt or mixing into a smoothie for a quick drink on-the-go breakfast. Strawberries. Berries are superfoods because they're so high in antioxidants without being high in calories, explained Giovanzo. Strawberries, like blueberries, are a good source of anthocyanins. 1 cup of strawberries contain 85 milligrams of vitamin C and 3 grams of fiber. Strawberries may also be beneficial to your cardiovascular health. Watermelon. As the name suggests, watermelon is an excellent way to hydrate in the morning. One slice contains about 9.2 ounces of water. Watermelon and watermelon juice are also among the best sources of lycopene, a nutrient found in red fruits and vegetables that may prevent atherosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries. Atherosclerosis can lead to stroke, high blood pressure, or heart attack. Low-fat dairy. Nutrients in low-fat dairy like calcium, potassium, protein, and vitamin D help build and support strong bones. These nutrients help reduce the risk of bone diseases like osteoporosis as you age. Plant-based milk and yogurt fortified with calcium, vitamin A, and vitamin D are good alternatives for people who do not consume dairy products. Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt boasts plenty of calcium and protein to keep you full throughout the morning. It also contains probiotics to promote gut health. Choose a plain, non-fat, or low-fat variety and add some fruit to give it some sweetness and flavor, and a dose of added nutrition, and some chopped nuts or a tablespoon of nut butter for healthy fat. I love Greek yogurt because it's really quick and easy, said Giovanzo. You can always take it with you on your way out the door. Plant-based milk and yogurt. Soy products are a good plant-based alternative since they have a similar nutritional value to cow's milk. Soy products have protein and calcium and may be fortified with vitamin D. Note that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, does not consider plant-based milk and yogurt, like ones made with oats, almonds, and coconut, as part of the dairy group. Look for the following nutrients in plant-based products: calcium, dietary fiber, protein, vitamin B12, and vitamin D. Nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds are a good source of protein when paired with other foods, especially if you do not eat eggs or dairy. You can also find essential fiber, healthy fats, vitamins and minerals in many nuts and seeds. Almond butter. Almond butter is an excellent alternative source of protein with about 6.72 grams and 2 tablespoons. It also packs monounsaturated fat, a good substitute for saturated fat. It's a really delicious spread on whole grain bread or paired with a banana or an apple, said Giovanzo. Flaxseed. Sprinkling ripe ground flaxseed into a smoothie or bowl or cereal will turn your breakfast into a rich source of omega-3 fatty acids, fiber, and lignin. Those compounds are anti-inflammatory and antioxidant, meaning they prevent damage to your cells. Flaxseed can be an excellent source addition to a diabetes meal plan because it is rich in fiber, an essential nutrient for managing blood sugar. A word of caution. Raw or unripe flaxseed can contain toxic compounds that could be harmful if eaten in large portions. Proteins. Having protein at breakfast can help control your blood sugar levels throughout the day and keep you feeling full. You want to aim for a breakfast that combines good carbs and fiber with protein, said Giovanzo. The Department of Agriculture recommends including a lean protein in a quarter of your breakfast plate. The total amount of protein you need each day, however, depends on your age, sex, weight, and activity level. Protein includes meats and seafoods, as well as vegetables like beans, peas, and lentils. You can also find protein in nuts, seeds, and soy products. Below are a few protein options to include in your breakfast. Chicken or turkey breast. Skinless chicken or turkey breast are great lean meat, high protein options for breakfast if you eat meat. Research shows that pairing poultry with a carbohydrate-rich food like a baked potato can help you control your blood sugar levels throughout the day. You can incorporate chicken or turkey breast into several breakfast recipes. You can add lean meats or to egg or tofu, scrambled skillets, frittatas, and more. Eggs. Eggs are a source of protein and nutrients like vitamin D. One large raw egg contains 6.3 grams of protein and 80 IU of vitamin D, among other nutrients. Although eggs have cholesterol, some evidence suggests that eggs do not increase the risk of heart disease. Past studies may have been more complicated than researchers originally realized because eggs are often eaten with high-fat foods like butter and bacon. However, a study that's published in 2018 found that people who ate eggs had an 11% lower risk of heart disease. If overall you're choosing lean proteins and not eating a ton of fat and cholesterol, then eggs are a great thing to have in your diet, said Giovanzo. Tofu. Half a cup of raw, firm tofu has about 21.8 grams of protein. Tofu also contains nutrients like calcium, manganese, iron, and vitamin A. If you're not in the mood for or don't eat scrambled eggs, a tofu scramble can be a healthy plant-based breakfast option. You can combine drained, broken-up tofu with your favorite sautéed vegetables, beans, and spices to make a tasty tofu scramble. Whole grains. The Department of Agriculture advises adding grains to one quarter of your plate, with about half being whole grains. Whole grains have many nutrients that offer health benefits and help protect against some chronic diseases. For example, whole grains are a good source of fiber, which helps lower cholesterol levels. High total cholesterol is a significant risk factor for heart disease. Cereal. Cereal can be tricky because there are many different kinds out there, Giovanzo said. Something with at least 5 grams of fiber and less than 5 grams of sugar is probably your best bet. You'll find this winning combination in many whole grain or bran cereals, such as shredded wheat varieties, whole grains that have fiber, B vitamins, iron, and other nutrients. Top off your bowl with your favorite milk or non-dairy milk alternative, or mix it with Greek yogurt or cottage cheese for more filling protein. Add fruit too, for a nutritious and filling meal. The fruit and whole grains fiber will help you feel full and satisfied. Oatmeal. The old school breakfast option of oatmeal has many nutritional benefits. Oats contain beta-glucan, a type of fiber shown to help lower cholesterol when eaten regularly. Oats are also rich in phosphorus, magnesium, iron, and zinc. Oats also contain antioxidants, which may reduce inflammation, improve immunity, support digestive health. Overall, oatmeal is a healthy option to reduce your added sugar intake. Choose plain oatmeal and sweeten your bowl with fresh fruit, cinnamon, and nuts. Whole wheat bread. Carbohydrates are a breakfast mainstay. This type of carb you choose can make a big difference in the overall health of your meal. For example, choose whole grain bread like whole wheat or rye if you want to add more fiber to your diet. You can top your bread with an egg, avocado, or nut butter. The fat and protein in those foods help you feel more satisfied and fuller for longer. How to build a nutrient-rich breakfast. The Department of Agriculture MyPlate tool, a modern-day food pyramid, can help you create a healthy, balanced breakfast, which includes filling half of your plate with fruits and vegetables, adding grains to one quarter of your plate, and trying to make about half of your grains whole grains, including a lean protein in the last one quarter of your plate. On the other side, adding a glass of fat-free or low-fat milk or a non-dairy alternative. Consult a healthcare provider if you are unsure how much of each nutrient to eat to fuel your body properly. Why you should try not to skip breakfast. The American Heart Association, AHA, advises not to skip breakfast. In 2017, the AHA reported that nearly two-thirds of people who skip breakfast do not meet their daily nutritional needs. Some research suggests that people who regularly skip breakfast have a higher risk of diabetes, disrupted cortisol, eating more sugar throughout the day, elevated blood pressure, heart disease, high cholesterol, not exercising regularly, obesity, or being overweight, using tobacco. Skipping meals decreases caloric intake, but not eating breakfast may negatively affect the quality of your diet. That's because breakfast restores your energy, maintains blood sugar levels, and prevents binge eating by satisfying your appetite. It's especially important that children and adolescents eat breakfast regularly. The fiber and nutrients and carbs help increase focus, and protein and low-fat dairy build strong muscles. However, further research asserted that it's not as simple as skipping breakfast is unhealthy, and eating breakfast is healthy. The goal is to try to have a breakfast that is rich in nutrients. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Joe with Healthy Life. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana.